Cuomo's apparently made the political decision that he can get further in his re-election bid with established unions than the progressive activists in his party. Unions have thousands of members. They often volunteer to staff phone banks, go door-to-door with campaign literature, and help encourage voters to get to the polls. The governor's been very supportive of unions in recent months.
November, are we taking back our state altogether? You're damn right we're going to.
Earlier in April, at a rally featuring, among others, United Federation of Teachers President Michael Mulgrew, Cuomo signed a bill to protect unions from an upcoming Supreme Court decision that could make it easier for workers to opt out of paying union dues. Cuomo says the new law provides unions with needed protections, and he framed the issue as an attack on working people by President Trump and the Republican Congress.
This is the tip of the iceberg. We are in the middle of a big fight nationwide, and it is just starting. But we're going to be the state that shows how to mobilize and how to win. And that's what this is a metaphor for today.
In return, union leaders at the event showered Cuomo with praise. AFL-CIO President Mario Cilento even took a veiled shot at Cuomo's Democratic opponent and now likely Working Families Party nominee, Cynthia Nixon.
Leadership is not, you know, hoping that something gets done. Leadership is not, you know, wishing upon a star that hopefully something good happens. Leadership is not sending out a press release or sending out trial balloons and let's see what people think. No. Leadership is doing and saying and doing what you say you're going to do. And Governor, we thank you for that leadership.
Cuomo explained his reasoning, talking to reporters, where he denied accusations that he made threats against the unions in order to get them to leave the Working Families Party.
I am a middle-class guy. That's who I am. That's where I come from. Those are my values. Those are my culture. Those are my friends. And organized labor represents the working men and women of New York.
Bruce Jory, a political consultant who is not advising anyone in the governor's race, says the pure progressives are not the majority of the Democratic Party base, which he says is made up of a mix of around two-thirds traditional liberals and moderate Democrats, with a few conservatives thrown in. Those Democrats may be closer in their philosophy to union members. Jory says in 2014, Cuomo underestimated his primary opponent, Zephyr Teachout. He refused to shake her hand, permitting an aide to physically block her at a public event. And he did nothing to encourage voter turnout, which would have helped him. As a result, the little-known Teachout won one-third of the primary vote. Jory says he doubts the governor will make those mistakes again. And he says right now, it's Cuomo's race to lose.
If you look at the polling data, he's overwhelmingly popular amongst Democrats and liberal Democrats and female Democrats in particular. So if he just avoids looking like a bully, if he eats his sugar cookies and is in a good mood throughout the whole campaign, he should do fine.
A Siena poll shows Cuomo with strong support among Democratic women and Black and Hispanic Democrats. But it also shows challenger Nixon gaining 16 points in the first 3 weeks of her candidacy. And the governor's favorability rating among voters matches a record low of 44%. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.